Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests. Ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel. And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Today's show is going to be awesome. We are going to be discussing some great things about how to keep your pets safe and healthy through this holiday season. There are so many things that we do as humans that we don't think of like a dog would think about it. So what happens is we do things that we don't think are going to be a problem. Sometimes they can be. Well, one of the main things that people do at this time of year is they have lots of great food out there. They have candies, they have chocolates, they have macadamia nuts, they have trail mix, they have all kinds of things out there for their guests to eat when they come over, or for them to nosh as they walk by from room to room in their own house and eat it, and it's not really for the guests at all. Well, one of the issues is for a small dog particularly, they can eat one piece of dark chocolate, of very dark chocolate, and we know that. They can get very sick. Some dogs can die, but if one large, like a Wyatt-size 100-pound Rhodesian Ridgeback ate one little Hershey bar, he's not going to die. He might have some diarrhea, but he's not going to die. But if your little dog eats a dark chocolate, especially some of the really good high cocoa chocolate bars out there, they can get very sick and potentially pass on from that, from the toxic things in it. Well, in the springtime, we talk about cocoa mulch, cocoa bark used where a lot of dogs will use the restroom, and they might pick up a piece of this bark and chew on it, and it's got the same things in it that cocoa and chocolate have in it. So we have to be careful, but we're talking Christmas time. 8 inches of snow in New Jersey tomorrow. Yay! Love when it snows on a Saturday or Sunday. The farm looks so pretty, and there's so much amazing stuff going on right now. And this year, it's been a huge year for United Canine Professionals. It's been a huge year for Merlin's Kids. And we'll talk later about how you can get involved with UnitedK9Professionals.com or with MerlinsKids.org. But for right now, let's talk about some of those things that we have to be careful of with our dogs for this season to keep the jolly, merry feel of Christmas being jolly and merry without any Christmas Eve runs to the emergency vet that are going to pay, we'll be paying thousands of dollars to fix something that we could have prevented. So let's start talking about that. Well, one of the things I mentioned when we first started was, listen, people, there are so many foods that are toxic to dogs. I bet you didn't know that macadamia nuts, that in a little dog like a Maltese, one macadamia nut can cause paralysis for about 24 hours in a small dog. A larger dog like a pit bull size might need 6 or 8. A Ridgeback might need 10. But you know what? If it can cause paralysis in a dog, then I don't think our dogs should be near those kind of things. We're very careful not to have things that are made in foreign countries that we may not trust. We're so careful not to feed our dogs junk that contains all kinds of fillers that are genetically modified foods and chemicals and preservatives and pesticides and things that we would never feed our dog. But there are some things that we can do around these holidays to keep everybody safe, including Fluffy and Knucklehead. Well, yes, including your dog and your husband or wife. No, we're just being silly now. But basically what we need to do is to keep our dogs safe. remembering that anything you're putting out on a table or a desk potentially can be eaten by a dog, even the best dog in the world. My dog has never ever done that before. My dog has never ever stolen food before. My dog would never go in the candy dish. But you know what happens? Sometimes dogs go in the candy dish. It happens. Shh happens. And certainly if shh happens, accidents can happen. So here's what we're going to do. Let's get a little brief list of things that we want to be careful of. Well, one of the things we want to be careful of course, is chocolate. We want to be careful of foods that could potentially cause issues to dogs, like some of these drink drops that contain propylene glycol, which is one of the components of antifreeze. They use it in antifreeze with ethylene glycol and some other chemicals to keep our car's fluids from freezing. Well, one of the most important parts of that is to prevent your dog from getting into any foods that are not specifically made for the dog. Now, interestingly enough, if you look at things like Frontline and Top Spot and these different flea and tick preventatives, and even heartworm, dogs and cats have very different bodies and systems. A cat who might weigh 10 pounds takes the same amount of heartworm as a dog of 80 to 100 pounds. What does that mean? It means that you've got to be careful that if you read labels, that if your dog or cat has a medication, don't assume that it's the same dosage, because it can be a big problem. So make sure you keep your pet safe. Some of the other things we want to avoid in the kitchen while you're cooking your meatloaf and your Christmas turkey are going to be things like onions. Onions can be very toxic to dogs. Sometimes scallions can as well. Certain types of mushrooms can be toxic. Other things we don't think of that are just things that we eat, that licorice, things like those things. Things that a dog could potentially eat, even crunchy things, things that are like cinnamon sticks, can become lodged in a dog's throat. And while we're talking about lodged in a dog's throat, there's something very important as we hear the people around on the other Skype connection. We have a lot of other things going on. Such as, guess what, people? When you're cooking, you leave your Tupperwares around, you leave the lids around, you sometimes leave things that have food residue on them. Make sure that you don't leave tin foil or plastic wrap that you wrap your foods in near the garbage. If you wind up using those things in the garbage and they don't make it into the garbage, or the dog takes it out of the garbage and they're licking up the meatloaf that's on your tinfoil or on your plastic wrap, you may potentially have a dog who is going to eat that and create all kinds of problems for himself. Other foods, stay away from things that have a lot of gas producing, because you can have a large dog can bloat if it eats things that have too much soy, if it has broccoli, cauliflower, things that are great for us. Well, what can you give your dog? Carrots. When you make a brisket or a nice meatloaf, throw extra carrots in there. Throw some sweet potatoes in there. A little bit of celery. So if you take your carrots and you put them in meat, and now they're cooked halfway down, let your dog eat that. It's delicious, it's healthy, and you know where it came from. The other things you can do, make sure that any foods that you're giving your dogs are not given from the table. Don't give things, even kibble, from the table, because you're teaching your dog to do the wrong thing. You're setting your dog up for failure. And, you know, we at United Canine Professionals, we are natural canine behavior rehabilitation specialists, experts, and masters. We know, set your dog up for success, not for failure. And you stay tuned, because we have a wonderful guest in our next segment you are just going to love. Stay tuned for the Love a Dog.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf, and happy Friday to everyone, and it is getting close to Christmas. This is an amazing time of year. We want to keep our animals healthy and safe. We have an amazing special guest today who is a vet student at Cornell University College of Veterinary Medicine. And she has been on our show before, and we love when she's on our show because she's always got something wonderful to add. Today, we're going to discuss with her, after her long, many years of being a vet tech and now attending the finest vet school in the country, Cornell, we're going to talk to the future Dr. Jody Joseph about some of the things that we should be careful of. That when we think that things are happening, you know, thinking something can be very dangerous. You don't know what you don't know. Trademarked phrase, but you don't know what you don't know because you don't know that it exists. Well, Jody's going to help us to understand some things that we might not know. Jody Joseph, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me today, Janice.
Well, Jody, we're always happy to have you on either our show For the Love of Dog or From Shelter Dog to Service Dog, which is on Tuesday nights. Jody, you and I have had some spirited conversations about canine behavior, that's for sure. But I think one of the problems is many people think that when a dog perhaps has accidents in the house, they right away say, ooh, he's mad, he's spiting me. It's a behavioral thing because he's just peeing to piss, you know, to piss me off or to irritate me. He's doing whatever it is to make me upset. He's peeing on my husband's favorite pair of slippers, whatever it is. Well, certainly sometimes it can be a behavioral issue, but can you tell us in your many years of what you've done with between being vet tech and a veterinary student at Cornell university vet school. Can you give us some ideas of maybe some legitimate things that could happen, especially with dogs at this time of year, where it might not be first bite when they have an accident in the house?
Sure, Janice. So as a veterinarian, the role of a vet or maybe a vet tech is to go through a list of differentials, meaning what could possibly be the problem. Behavior may be an explanation, but to say they're being spiteful, dogs don't think like humans. They think like dogs. If they thought like humans, they would be walking on 2 feet and having political conversations and religious debates. They think like dogs. So as a legitimate concern, behavior may be a factor, but not spite or, you know, revenge. Dogs don't think like that. They think about survival. They think about food and shelter and water and meeting their basic needs. So often dogs may act what we perceive as act out because of a medical problem. And the medical problem can manifest in different ways. Some animals will try to hide the issue. So, for example, try to diagnose a cat with something, and they'll inappropriately pee out of the litter box for several days or several weeks until you need to collect a urine sample. Then they magically don't have to pee anymore because they don't want you to catch that urine sample. And part of that might be a survival mechanism, figuring out, well, if I'm weak, will the pack disown me or, you know, ostracize me? Part of that might be that the dogs are very stoic and they don't complain like humans complain. So for example, with urinating, it could be that maybe they're in pain. So they're trying to pee in a place that's softer, such as the husband's pillow or slippers or the carpet. So that could be, it could be painful because of something like a stone or crystals in the urine, in the bladder, in the kidneys. That's fair game. There could be some type of infection, like a urinary tract infection. There could even be some type of mass, like a bladder tumor, or, you know, or a kidney tumor. And a lot of times, these diagnostic, what we call differentials, should be on the list. But if you do a urinalysis and see that there's no evidence of an infection, and you can rule out a UTI, or if you take radiographs and you don't see any crystals or stones in the region of the bladder, in the region of the kidneys, and you run out of this differential list, then you can turn to behavior.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust, mites, and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog, Janice Wolf. And our wonderful guest today is the future Dr. Jody Joseph. Jody, you were telling us before the break some really interesting things about physical reasons. And, you know very well at UnitedCanineProfessionals.com, you know what we do. We always look for the physical issues first, because sometimes dogs do not have a behavioral issue. There are times when a dog can have a physical issue. And we work very, very closely with veterinarians all around the country, as we do with shelters all around the country. One of the things we try to make sure is that we do the right thing for our client and for the dog. So when someone in Chicago calls us for help, not only can Julianne go and help that person, but we can also help her by putting a roundtable discussion in our weekly training calls. Yes, our behaviorists and our people learn not only basic nutrition, they go into it big time. I'm a freak about nutrition. So we definitely do that. We also talk about medical conditions that can cause behavioral issues, or that can mask behavioral issues, or that can be misdirected into being a behavioral issue. So we always want to make sure that the first thing, if a dog, let's say, is urinating in the house, we want to make sure first that it is not a physical issue. Now, dogs can have an ectopic ureter, especially a young dog that you seem to have, that where the dog is just kind of leaking all the time. Yes, they can have spay incontinence as well. But the most important thing to do is to make sure that whatever issue could potentially be causing the problem, that we remove that from the potential for behavioral issue. Once we've determined that it is not a physical issue, we've had the tests, we've checked everything, the dog has been, you know, not doing it in one place and has in another. So if you're noticing that your dog never does this behavior, let's say the peeing, when he's in the car or when he's at your parents' house, but he's always doing it at your house where you have another dog who might be older or younger than he is, it's probably a behavioral issue. Remember, a physical issue, if you have a sore ankle and you're walking in your house or walking in your friend's house or walking in a mall, maybe your ankle might hurt a little less or a little more because you may be walking on carpet or on a very hard floor, which would make it hurt more, but chances are your ankle is still going to hurt. So if you remove your dog from an area and the dog miraculously heals and then he goes back to that area and starts the same behavior, you probably have a physical issue if it is all over. If it is not all over and the dog is only doing this marking territory in certain areas, and it's an intermittent thing, well, then it very well could be from that. Now, we all know, and of course, Jody knows as well, that a lot of times with dogs marking territory in the house, sometimes it's a legit thing. Sometimes dogs who are on a very high rice, especially white rice-containing food, while the rice will make the dog drink more, and of course, the drinking more means they're going to have to urinate more. And if the dog is predisposed to marking territory anyway, you know what can happen. Of course, the dog can, of course, stop doing what it normally would do, asking to go out and just kind of using its diaper, if you would, or using its, using its the bathroom where it needs to go. Now, usually if a dog has accidents like where it's number twos pooping in the house, that's normally a timing issue. That normally happens with people who are either free feeding their dogs or with people who are giving a lot of treats to their dogs, or sometimes pig's ears and things like that, which can make it's got a lot of fat content and it can push everything through. So pooping is usually more of a timing issue. Peeing is definitely can be a urinary tract infection, like Jody was saying. There are several things that she was teaching us. It can also be for dominance. Dogs only act out of fear or dominance. Dogs don't think, oh, I'm going to get everybody really mad at me and I'm going to go pee on my daddy's pillow. They say, you know what? You corrected me and this is my house. I'm going to correct you and I'm going to urinate on your pillow because It's not your pillow, it's mine. It's not spiteful. It's just teaching the dog that, hey, knucklehead, you don't own the place. I own the place. So what we want to do, and we're going to ask Jody another fun question, is we want to say, how about a dog, Jody, that has a bit of a sensitive stomach, and the vet, let's say we're on, let's not name anything, let's say we're on Science Diet, and the vet says to us, change the food, maybe the dog won't throw up anymore. Why do you think, Jody, that sometimes vets and other people tell us to switch foods? And also, why don't they tell us what to avoid instead of telling us just to switch to another food?
Well, Janice, if there's an adverse reaction to a particular food, these foods are made of a lot of different products. So you don't know if it's an individual ingredient, a combination of ingredients, a preservative, a chemical, the meat source itself, if it's chicken versus beef versus lamb, etc. So it's hard to isolate what the causative factor is. A lot of veterinarians would just say, oh, well, this doesn't work, so try that. And even in the process of transitioning foods, you'll find that the dog will exhibit diarrhea, may throw up, not because it's adverse to the new food, but just because it's not used to having a change in its system. It's like if you eat McDonald's every day and then decide to eat a salad, your body won't know what's going on. Or conversely, if you eat salad every day and then decide to eat McDonald's. So veterinarians as a whole, I don't think we've studied enough with nutrition. I don't think there have been enough research published out there to say what exactly we should and shouldn't avoid from the veterinary industry. And in my opinion, nutrition is one of the most important parts of the veterinary industry, because dogs who are eating the same diet for several years are chronically exposed to that factor or group of factors that could be causing the problem. So we really ought to spend more efforts educating veterinary students about what to avoid. And I do have a short list of foods to avoid. Obviously, certain human foods you mentioned earlier, but there are certain products in dog foods that wouldn't be a good idea to have in your diet, as well as, you know, for your dog to have prolonged exposure to. And some examples include corn, wheat, soy, and those can all be allergens, and they do also cause behavioral issues. You find a dog on a high corn diet is usually a lot more hyper and could be a lot more dominant than the dog who's on, let's say, a more potato-based diet. Wheat can also cause some behavioral issues, which I'm sure, Janice, you can go more into. And then soy, which can cause gas, and in those large breed dogs, there's a process called GDV, or gastric dilation and volvulus, where the dog's stomach actually turns on to itself, and it can kill the dog if they don't treat the case immediately, and that's with an overproduction of gas, and the stomach kind of twists. So we'd like to avoid, you know, both behavioral issues as well as medical issues when considering the most appropriate diet for a dog.
Awesome. Jody, I hope you're going to be able to stay with us for another segment, because we definitely want to pick your veterinary brain. And, you know, hopefully you can stay with us for the next segment of For the Love of Dog.
Dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. And we've got our future Dr. Jody Joseph, who is going to be the most amazing oncologist in the world and is going to take care of all of our Merlin's Kids dogs and our United Canine Professionals dogs. So thank you and welcome back, Jody. We're going to pick your brain because we know there was a lot more you wanted to talk about before we left. So continue on with our list of things that we should avoid. And I know that this is what we teach at United Canine Professionals also, to make sure we understand what the dogs are eating and why sometimes their behavior may not be perfect or their health. Why would we want to feed our dogs things that are going to set them up for failure? When at United Canine Professionals, what do? We set our dogs up for success, not for failure. So, Jody, if you could continue on with that list of foods. I know we were talking about corn, wheat, soy. Give me some more.
So, some foods contain chemical preservatives, such as BHA and BHT. And the problem with these chemical preservatives is that they can cause changes in the chemistry of the body, so behavioral changes, as well as they could maybe cause cancer down the road or be a contributing risk factor towards cancer. And so as an oncologist, the ideal for me would be to kill my business and stop, you know, owners from feeding their dogs carcinogenic products. But, you know, the issues is that a lot of food companies have very clever packaging. So you don't really see the byproducts or the chemical preservatives directly. They don't put it in big and bold and say, warning, this product contains BHT, it's a carcinogen. You know, it's not like a packet of cigarettes where they say, you know the risk, you're taking these cancer sticks. Dog food companies are very clever. And I was actually privileged enough to have a wonderful lecture where they talked to us a little bit about pet food labels. And legally, if you put the term natural on a label, it means that it is free of chemical preservatives. And so if you see the word natural, like Natural Balance or Natural Planet Organics or any company name with the word natural on the bag, you can be safe from those chemical preservatives. Another thing that you would want to avoid is propylene and ethylene glycol, another chemical, which is very common as a sweetener, but also common in antifreeze. So if you live in like Ithaca where it's snowing all the time and you have to, you know, get the snow off of your car, make sure that antifreeze isn't getting into the ground where your dog walks. You know, make sure that you're very cognizant. It's very blue. It's very obvious. And, so if you see blue snow, you know, make sure your dog is not walking by that area and you can avoid propylene and ethylene glycol. Janice, would you like to continue some other things to avoid?
Absolutely. There are so many things. You have, like you said, BHA, BHT, byproducts. That scary thing about byproducts is that byproducts are all the stuff you say, oh, well, yeah, it's like the bones from the chicken. No, that's bone meal. So you got to be careful because truth in labeling is that anything that is labeled, like the first ingredient is more than the second is more than the third is more than the fourth, etc. There are dog food companies that have the first four ingredients are corn. So that can be 20% corn gluten meal, 19% corn, 18% cracked corn, 17% corn sugar, 16% corn syrup. And here you go with 90% of the food is made of corn. Same thing with the chemical preservatives, BHA, BHT, ethoxyquin, which they are getting away from, but that is a very toxic substance as well. Glycerin, why would you feed any of this shiny stuff, sausages, bacon strips, that kind of stuff, that greenies, wheat. Why would you feed your dog that and then put wax over it? Glycerin and the waxes that we use on our cars we're putting in dog food. Come on, people. We know we're supposed to scrub off the wax on a nice, shiny, red, delicious apple or peel it. Well, if your dog is eating those treats that I mentioned and many others, be careful, because if they're shiny, it's because there's glycerin on the outside of it to make it look pretty, because dogs don't care what it looks like. Dogs will eat poop. So they're not real picky about things. So they don't care if something's shiny or not. They're not going to say, oh, gee, I'm not going to eat that antelope because it doesn't have a healthy shine on its coat. They're going to eat the antelope because they need to eat that to survive. So byproducts, scary, because if it says meat byproducts, it can legally be euthanized animals, which can mean euthanized shelter animals. It can be euthanized a downed cat, a downed horse, a downed cow, a downed goat. It can be roadkill, poultry, anything. Poultry does not mean chicken or turkey. It can mean crow. It can mean a turkey vulture that's laying in the road. It can mean anything. But the grossest of gross things in this entire universe is something called animal digest. Now, we just finished with Halloween about a month and a half ago. Let's just think for a minute. Remember the green face witches with the warts on their faces and the hook noses that are broken 16 times from slamming into the bats and the ravens. And here we go, where they're sitting with a cauldron, a black cauldron. They're going, ooh, yummy. Look at this stuff falling into our vat. Keep stirring it, Brunhilde. Keep stirring it. And Brunhilde looks up and says, what is that hideous stuff? I don't know what that is, Winona. What do you think it is? And guess what it is? It is animal digest. Yee-hee-hee! Animal digest, that sounds yummy. What is that? Guess what animal digest is? It is from any animal, literally any animal. It can be a cat, a dog, a horse, a chicken, which would be good. It can be from a cow, a goat, a dead animal, a deer, and anything that they want it to be from. When it says meat or animal, it is anything. So they take the inside of the animal. They're not going to give you the good stuff, the tripe, because they can sell that, but they're going to clear out the intestines, the stomach, the duodenum. They're going to clean out the entire digestive system from the stomach to the rectum. And if you go from the stomach to the rectum and squeeze that all out into the Brunhilde and Winona's little vat, where they're very carefully mixing it up and stirring it open over an open flame like they did in Hansel and Gretel. And that is animal or digest. Animal digest. That is scary. You are feeding this to your dogs. Now, the worst part is not how disgusting it is. The worst part is what's in it. The things like livers, kidneys, pieces of things that we don't eat because they're toxic. It's like eating, if you know what fugu is, it is Japanese, a delicacy. It is blowfish. If you eat a blowfish and you don't gut it right, you can get violently ill and die from it. Well, same thing. If you are eating or you're allowing your dog to eat feces that were inside an animal and you're ingesting things that have chemicals that are used to euthanize animals, what do you think it's going to do to your dog? That's what I want you to imagine going into our next segment on For the Love of Dog.
Dog.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a Clear Conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
For the love of dogs, we've got to be the most fun show on the airwaves, especially tonight, because we're so close to Christmas. And what better way to give a Christmas gift than to give a gift certificate for one of our amazing canine behavior specialists, natural canine behavior rehabilitation, not anything that is with clickers and cookies and shock collars and prong collars and choker chains, because they don't do that in the wild. It's about taking the dogs and bringing them back to what they understand. They speak dog. They speak Doganese. Imagine if this whole show were conducted in Russian or Hebrew or Polish or Slavic. We wouldn't understand a word of what was going on. But yet somebody was going to be expecting us to understand every single word as if that were our language. Well, that's what we at United Canine Professionals are trying to prevent. If you haven't thought of a great Christmas present yet, you need to contact us at 1-855-4-K-9-PROS, P-R-O-S, 855-4-K-9-PROS. And you can actually give us as a gift certificate. That's better than a talking, singing telegram. Who needs a singing telegram when we can come in and spend 3 to 4 hours working with your family and you, or your friends or family members? I can't tell you how many times I've had to be a Christmas stocking stuffer. And that's fun because I love being a Christmas gift. It's a great gift instead of spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars on something that's going to get broken or discarded or useless or being really nothing in a few years. Well, you know, you can actually give a gift certificate for United Canine Professionals. So you can contact us at UnitedK9Professionals.com. Or at 855-4-K-9-PROS, and you can ask how easy it is to give a gift certificate. We will provide you with an awesome, beautiful, frameable gift certificate that you can give to your friends, neighbors, teacher, daughter, son, mother, father, anybody. And the greatest thing is that we give a lifetime guarantee. So it's the Christmas gift that keeps on giving. Because if you give somebody lessons with an obedience trainer, and obedience is fun, we don't knock anything because everybody enjoys different things. But if you give a gift of 2 obedience lessons, that might be $400 or $500. Well, they're not going to fix the behavior. So what happens? you actually get stuck having to give them, and now they have to go and they have to spend money. Well, if you get a gift certificate from United Canine Professionals, you will have the gift that gives forever. As long as they own that dog, as long as that dog's alive, even if they give the dog away or move to another state. We have people now in 37 states around the country, Bulgaria, and a new lovely lady in the United Kingdom, and another in Ireland. We are all over France, Australia. We are all over, and we're trying to help dogs. I wonder how many people know, and I'm sure Jody knows, how many dogs are euthanized every year just in America alone. Over 4 million. Depending if it's HSUS or Humane, American Humane, between 3 and 5 million, 3.5 to 4 million, 4 to 5 million, there's 4 million dogs euthanized, killed every year. These are healthy dogs. Now, Jody's going to God knows how many years, 12 years, 14 years of college and vet school and specialties in order to save dogs who have cancer. And here we are taking 4 million healthy dogs. And I'll bet you 3.9 million of those dogs we could have saved at United Canine Professionals. You know what's great about us, and also about what's great about what we do? All of our people, we run criminal background checks to make sure that we have everyone who's going into your home with your family and your children, everyone has a perfectly clear criminal background. You'd be surprised. Go do a criminal background on somebody who says that they can do things. You'll find things you won't believe, as we all have found it through the years. So there's all kinds of great things. Make sure that whoever it is, if you do a board and train program, make sure you know these people, because a lot of board and train, not all certainly, but many use shock collars and e-collars and prong collars and choker chains. How do you think they're going to change behavior of a dog? We've got to change the humans. How can we, if I can't change the person who owns the dog, how can I change the dog? It's not possible. So the most important thing to remember this holiday season, give a gift that means something. If you know somebody who's got a friend, a relative, who's got a dog who's peeing in the house, who's jumping on guests, who's knocking grandma down the stairs, who's nipping at the kids and making them cry, whatever the issues are, it is so important. Help them. Give them the gift of a well-behaved dog. And you can redeem these gift certificates anywhere in 37 states, Bulgaria, Ireland, soon to be England. Come on, people. This is important. And we do want to talk a little bit at this holiday season also about Merlin's kids. Next week, we're going to be announcing on both shows some pretty incredible stuff, some amazing things that are happening at United Canine Professionals and at Merlin's Kids. If you want to make a donation and you want to help us to rescue some of those 4 million dogs who are euthanized every year, these great dogs who have done nothing wrong, but many times just wind up in a shelter because of an owner who didn't know about United Canine Professionals and natural canine behavior rehabilitation. Well, merlinskids.org, or you can call us to make a donation at 855. Hi, Wyatt. Because we all know who Wyatt is. He's a rock star. And we can start coming up soon his stuffed animal Wyatt, which was going to be awesome. Wyatt will be at Westminster. Come visit him at Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show in February. It's an amazing thing. Well, if you want to make a donation in honor of someone, a dog, a person, a child, or whatever event, and you'd like to do some fundraising, check us out, because we have awesome things that you can get involved with. Instead of buying some trinket that somebody's going to throw away and say, oh yeah, great, I'll re-gift that, give them a gift of helping to save a shelter dog and have it trained to be a service dog for a child with autism or other special needs or a cancer detection dog. You can be a part of helping us to change the world, to save the world two lives at a time. So check us out at unitedcanineprofessionals.com, 855-4-CANINE-PROS, or merlinskids.org, 855-HI-WYATT. In order to find out information on how you can help us, and if you'd like to become a canine behaviorist in an area that we don't have someone yet, we can do that for you. If you'd like to learn how to train cancer detection dogs for this amazing venture that we have that is just beyond huge, let us know. Call us either at Merlin's Kids or United Canine Professionals so we can help you. If you'd like to train dogs that will be going into schools and do therapeutic interventions and behavioral modification programs with children, with therapies, with occupational speech, physical therapy, special needs, or paraprofessionals, we have an amazing program. You need to find out at merlinskids.org and unitedcanineprofessionals.com. We're going to finish up with the future Dr. Jody Joseph for a brief little tete-a-tete about Jody. What do you think is the most important thing for people to understand about their dogs when they think that the dog has maybe a medical issue and they wait to see what's going to happen? Like, they kind of wait. Let me see if it gets worse. My dog hasn't eaten in 3 days and he's vomiting. What would you tell them to do?
So, Janice, I think the most important part of an owner's taking care of their dog's health is to make sure that when they see a problem and when something is out of the ordinary, that they're not waiting for it to get extraordinary before doing something about it. A dog that's limping, well, yeah, they might have twisted their leg or they might have, you know, jumped off of something. But they might also have Lyme disease or more extreme osteosarcoma, or, you know, not just to clarify, not every dog who's limping has osteosarcoma, but just to know that there are very serious differentials as well as very non-serious differentials that the owner needs to consider. And don't wait for a problem to get bad before doing something about it. Nip it in the bud. The worst thing that could happen is that you find out your dog is perfectly healthy and you spent a few dollars on an office visit unnecessarily is much better than waiting for a problem to get out of hand. It's really important whether you're an owner of a young dog or a geriatric dog, big or small, healthy, presumably healthy or unhealthy, make sure you take care of your dog right away.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Jody. In other words, don't wait, and especially around holiday time, if your dog isn't feeling well, you know, it could be that he's ingested something that is not typically around, like a poinsettia plant, things like that. And we're going to talk more next week about poisons and things that are around the Christmas tree, including the water in the Christmas tree. That it doesn't. We had Cindy L, which was an amazing thing about, there are things that even if you don't put additives and water under your Christmas tree, that can be toxic for your dog. So definitely come back next week and listen to us on Tuesday nights as well. Give us as a gift certificate for Christmas. Make somebody's special Christmas even more special with United Canine Professionals website. You can go on there and get involved in Merlin's Kids and have a wonderful, healthy, happy holiday season. And just take care of yourself for the love of dog. See you next week.